Being joined by IFA girls soccer coach Morgan Vierkant. 6-0 here win over Webster City tonight. 5 goals in that second half. So I have to imagine you're happy with the finish, right? But what were just your overall thoughts on, you know, this win tonight? Obviously, always good to get the shutout as well.
Yeah, very, very frustrating first half. We did, you know, coming off of a pretty bad one on Monday against Waverly. It was nice to kind of get out there, and we got an early-ish goal in the first half, which took a little of the tension off. But, you know, with the new rules, any tie, you know, it really scares us. So it was real frustrating in the first half. They really packed in tight. They played a lot of defense. They're a very much improved team over the last few years. So it was frustrating. And then, you know, made some halftime adjustments, moved some people around, got them in different spots. And then we were able to really open it up, and a couple of individual runs really topped the game off. And it was nice to kind of, you know, the scoreline didn't really reflect how frustrated we were in the first half.
You bet. So when it comes to the second half, what were some of those biggest adjustments you think you were able to make going into that second half? Because obviously once you got it rolling there, it was kind of almost nonstop scoring there for a little bit anyway.
Yeah, Odessa Gillespie normally plays the striker right up through the middle, moved her out to the left. She's left-footed. And then Kylie Kingsfield, freshman, moved her out to the right. She normally plays on the left, and she's right-footed. And it was a lot of move the ball to the corner and get crosses in, you know, and just kind of use the space. They were leaving space in the corners for us, so we wanted to get the ball through there. And then Kimberly Kingsfield, moving her from more of a midfield position right up top into striker, just to kind of run through and get some things going. But yeah, it was really Odessa on the left and Kylie on the right that really kind of opened the game up for us.
You bet. And what are some of the biggest, areas you can grow from that tough first half? Maybe some of the biggest learning experiences, I guess.
A lot of it, believe it or not, is just getting used to playing in grass. I mean, it's just so much different. You know, we practice and play on turf most of our season, and then we have a few away games where we've got to go play in grass, and it's something that, you know, we did one time earlier this year in Hampton, and we just weren't quite ready for that. I mean, it was, everybody felt heavy legs. We had a long game on Monday. We could still feel a little soreness in there coming into this game, but, you know, just, you know, we were working on real tight passing all through practice, working on real tight passing through the midfield, and Webster City showed up and packed everybody right into the middle and said, you can't do that. So then it was kind of on-the-fly adjustments, stuff that we'll practice here in the next few days. But, yeah, really spreading out the field and getting it outside to get it back in.
You had mentioned that tough loss against Waverly Shell Rock back on Monday night. Always good to test yourself, right, against the best of the best. What were some of the biggest takeaways that maybe you were able to, you know, bring into tonight and as you go forward in the season? What were some of those biggest learning experiences against, you know, an elite team like that?
Yeah, Waverly, obviously, they're the number one team in the state, and they returned every single player from last year. We played them twice last year. We played them regular season, and then we played them to go to the state and both games we played, you know, real tight defense. We had three girls that were great defenders and played real tight, but we didn't really have anything going on offense. This year I'm a lot more optimistic after that game because we were possessing the ball in their half 50 times more than we did in both games combined last year. So it was, you know, we knew we had a shift in the team, that we were going to have to be rebuilding defense and our offense was going to take a little tick up. But, you know, just to actually see it play out and to play against somebody who really sets the standard every year. I mean, I think they've been in the state championship like 5 of the last 6 years. So, I mean, it's coach over there has got a really good program going, and it's nice to have those kind of measuring stick games.
Mm-hmm. Big picture, though, 4-0 in conference play, 4-1 overall, despite maybe a frustrating half here or there. Just what's your take on the season as a whole to this point, still being undefeated in conference play?
You know, our season as a whole, we've played a couple of the big conference rivals already in Clear Lake and Humboldt, and then we've got our big one, the one that stole half of the title off us last year, Garner. So we've got them on Monday. We got to show up ready for that one, make sure nobody eats too much on Easter or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Got them. I believe they're coming to our place. Yeah, I think they're coming to our place. So it's you know, that's one that we always have circled. They've got us circled. It's been that way for the last 3-4 years. So that's going to be the big one, the big test that hopefully we're ready for now.
All right. I think that should be good. Appreciate the time.
Yep, no problem.